The panel of health advisors approved the third shot of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for the elderly. Those are 65 years and older, and high-risk individuals, like people with underlying health problems or who work or live in environments that put them at an increased risk for COVID-19 exposure. They made the recommendations to approve a half-dose Moderna booster shot to bolster protection against the virus. Moderna's Dr. Jacqueline Miller says the evidence shows antibodies from the vaccine to ward off COVID-19 wane over time, and as a Delta variant surged in July and August, those with more recent vaccines had lower rates of infection.
We observed a 36.4% decrease in the incidence of cases in those who were vaccinated more recently as compared to those who were vaccinated at an earlier time. 18 to 64 years of age, there was an observed reduction in rates of approximately 40%, and the reduction was lower in people over 65 at approximately 17%. One way to increase antibody titers to the Delta variant could be to administer a booster dose of mRNA-1273.
Another study of 344 people found the booster shot restored virus-fighting antibodies to levels seen after recipients' last dose. That included large jumps in antibodies able to target the Delta variant. Several on the Food and Drug Administration's advisory panel noted the study was small and turned to the pioneering research done in Israel on booster shots. Dr. Sharon Alroy Price of Israel's Health Ministry says they've administered 3.7 million booster doses so far.
The administration of the booster dose helped Israel dampen the infections and the severe cases in the fourth wave. So we are now coming out of a fourth wave that was without the booster dose, I believe, would have put us in a worse place with really high burden on hospitals with severe and critical patients. And we were able to get out of this wave due to the booster dose.
Alroy Price says one side effect of both the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines is myocarditis, heart inflammation, particularly among younger men soon after the second dose. Her presentation shows heart inflammation was detected in 36 males out of 223,000, ranging in ages 16 to 19 years of age, after they received the second vaccine. That's 0.0001% of those vaccinated. The numbers were lower for older males. The Israeli data also showed 44 people had severe reactions, including death. More than 2,300 experienced moderate reactions. Peter Marks with the Food and Drug Administration says the risks of COVID-19 are actually much worse.
We do need to account for the fact that mild to moderate COVID-19 can be associated with adverse outcomes such as blood clots and long COVID-19. Even in those who have breakthrough infections after vaccination.
While the FDA's advisory panel voted unanimously to approve Moderna's booster shots for those 65 years and older and those at high risk of COVID-19 infection, they were less enthusiastic about approving booster shots for younger groups between ages 18 and 64 years of age. Several panelists also stressed the priority should be vaccinating the 66 million unvaccinated Americans who are eligible for immunization. Dr. Paul Offit, who works at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, says he's concerned the attention on breakthrough cases and booster shots will take focus away from getting more people vaccinated.
I'm impressed by the fact that we continue to have excellent protection against moderate to severe disease in this country through Delta and for all age groups. And I just think that we continue to send wrong messages out there by using terms like breakthrough and by making people feel that they're not protected unless they've gotten a third dose. And where the, as Dr. Rubin said so accurately, the problem in this country is vaccinating the unvaccinated. I can tell you at HUP, the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, at CHOP and those over 12, the people who are in the ICU aren't there because they haven't gotten a third dose. They're there because they haven't gotten any dose.
The panelists' recommendation to approve Moderna's booster shots is non-binding, but the FDA will use their recommendation in making a final decision. Many people who got their initial Pfizer shots at least 6 months ago are already getting a booster after the FDA authorized its use last month. Friday, the panelists will tackle the same question for those who got Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Ultimately, the FDA's decision on whether to approve their booster shots isn't expected for another couple of weeks. In the meantime, a panel convened by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will offer more specifics on who should get a booster shot next week. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.